It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
All right, ladies, we are in Lesson 64. The book of Genesis is where we are, and you can pick it up there in chapter 47. Connie Stampfel is our teacher today. Connie, welcome back.
Thanks, Amy. Here we're going to be talking about how Joseph settles his family in Egypt.
All right, I will read, Connie will teach, and here we are in verse 1. So Joseph went and told Pharaoh, "My father and my brothers with their flocks and herds and all they possess have come from the land of Canaan. They are now in the land of Goshen." And from among his brothers he took five men and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds as our fathers were." They said to Pharaoh, "We have come to sojourn in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. And now please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them settle in the land of Goshen, and if you know any able men among them, put them in charge of my livestock." Then Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and stood him before the Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. Then Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt and the best of the land in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food according to the number of their dependents. Now there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished by the reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in exchange for the grain they had bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money was spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? For our money is gone." And Joseph answered, "Give your livestock, and I will give you food in exchange for your livestock if your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for the horses, the flocks, the herds, and the donkeys. He supplied them with food in exchange for all their livestock that year. And when that year was ended, they came to him the following year and said to him, "We will not hide from the Lord that our money is all spent. The herds of livestock are my Lord's. There is nothing left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our land. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, and we with our land will be servants to Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for all the Egyptians sold their fields because the famine was severe on them. The land became Pharaoh's. As for the people, he made servants of them out of one end of Egypt to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had a fixed allowance from Pharaoh and lived on the allowance that Pharaoh gave them. Before, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Behold, I have this day bought you and your land for Pharaoh. Now here is the seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And at the harvests you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and four-fifths shall be your own as the seed for the field, as the food for yourselves and your households, and as food for your little ones." And they said, "You have saved our lives. May it please my Lord, we will be servants to Pharaoh." So Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt, and it stands to this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth. The land of the priests alone did not become Pharaoh's. Thus Israel settled in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. And they gained possessions in it, and were fruitful and multiplied greatly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And when the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, put your hand under my thigh and promise to deal kindly and truly with me. Do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. Carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place." He answered, "I will do as you have said." And he said, "Swear to me." And he swore to him. Then Israel bowed himself upon the head of his bed.
Very well. So here we have Jacob and his family settling in Egypt. And again, we see Joseph's able administration. He is very, very wise and discerning, knows how to go about things. He went in and told Pharaoh that his family was there. Then he picked five of his brothers to go and present themselves to Pharaoh. And the brothers answered their occupation with shepherds. And Pharaoh says, "Okay, well, then why don't you go in Goshen, a little bit farther away from us, a good place for shepherds, but a place the Egyptians didn't care so much about and didn't want to be there with them." And then we find that Jacob comes and blesses Pharaoh. And from Hebrews chapter 7, we know that it's always the lesser person is blessed by the greater person. And so the fact that Jacob blesses Pharaoh means that he actually has a higher position, especially in God's eyes. And here he, as an older man and the father of the well-respected Joseph, is able to bless Pharaoh, and it says that twice. And then Pharaoh asks him about his life, and Jacob answers, "The years of my sojournings are 130 years." And so he's alluding to the fact that he's never really settled down or owned the land that he's been part of. This has been God's plan for him. And then he says, "Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life." And he may be saying that both his father and his grandfather lived to be 175 and 180 years. And he's only 130 right now. He also probably is speaking to the great difficulty he's had through his life. He said family difficulty, conflict, famine, sin in the family, just things that are not going so well. But through that all, God has been with him. And so we find Jacob blessing him and then the family settling. And then it says Joseph provided food for his family, his brothers, his household, according to the number of their dependents. And so you get the sense there may have been rationing going on. And then the next verse says there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe. And then we hear about how Joseph ably administered giving the food out. People used up all their money, the Egyptians. Then they sold their livestock. Then they sold their land. Then they actually sold themselves. And so by the end of the famine, all of Egypt belonged to Pharaoh except for the priest's land, the land that belonged to those religious people. And truly, even though the Egyptians were struggling, they were grateful to Pharaoh and Joseph because they were alive. And so we have some details about what was going on in there. Verse 27, though, is quite a contrast because it says, "Thus Israel settled in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they gained possessions in it and were fruitful and multiplied greatly." So while the Egyptians are struggling, God is blessing Israel, and they're actually prospering and growing. And it's all God's hand in doing what he is doing to bless them. And then it tells us Jacob lived in the land for 17 years. And so at this time, Joseph himself is about age 39, and his time came to die. And so he calls Joseph to himself, and he says that, "Show me kindness, show me a steadfast love," that word hesed, which is God's steadfast love. And he said to him, "Do not bury me in Egypt." And the question is, why did Jacob not want to be buried in Egypt? And truly, it's because he understood the land of promise was in Canaan. Egypt was just a place he was only visiting. He only came because of the famine, but he knew God's promises were in the land and tied to the land. And so he made Joseph promise that he would be returned to the family burying place near Hebron, the cave of Machpelah, and there be buried. And Joseph swore to him. And then it says, Israel bowed himself upon the head of his bed, or he worshiped. And what a picture of the man that we knew as a deceiver and used trickery to get out of all kinds of scrapes. And then here at the end of his life, he's content to rest upon God, to worship, and to see God's goodness to him in and through all things in his life. A beautiful picture of what God has done in this man's life. We're going to end for today. This wraps up our lesson, and you can find the notes on naomistable.com.